Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, self-quarantiners. You may have noticed we didn't use the usual weekend kickoff because it's given the current environment, it's hard to tell one day from another anymore. So when things get back to normal, we will as well. 5:07 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. It is still the Friday free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to call it, during which any topic you feel like bringing up is a fair game. And here's how you join me and be a part of the program this afternoon. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So Governor McMaster is doing his daily coronavirus briefing from down in Columbia. And one big takeaway from it is that the governor apparently has resisted the influence of the Greenville City Council, who in their meeting this morning with their newly issued social distancing ordinance had urged the governor to do a stay in place or stay in your home order for the entire state. The governor apparently still doesn't feel that's necessary, and so he has ignored the advice of Mayor Knox White and the erstwhile members of the Greenville City Council. However, the governor did issue some new executive orders this afternoon that will close clothing stores, furniture stores, department stores, and craft stores. I'm not sure when this goes into effect. Thank you, Money Penny. 5 o'clock on Monday is when those stores will be forced to close. So I can see a big run over the weekend on that stuff. The governor also has effective immediately suspended short-term rentals in what they described as COVID-19 hotspots. We're left, I guess, to get the specifics on where those may be, but obviously we're entering a time of the year when a lot of people go to the beach and they rent condos and they rent houses. And if those are now designated as COVID-19 hotspots, then you will not be able to take advantage of a short-term rental down there. No word on how long that one will last. We'll have to run that one down. And Walmart has now announced they also are going to be limiting the number of customers in a store at any one time, okay? So those are the latest executive orders from Governor McTaxter, and as we get more details, we, of course, will share those with you. To the phones we go, and thanks for patiently waiting. Billy is first up, and he is in Spartanburg. Hi, Billy, and welcome to the program. Billy, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, no, I thought I heard him. Are you there, Billy? All right, well, we'll come back. We'll come back. Yeah, wait a second. You there, Billy?
This is Don.
Don?
This is Don.
Okay, yeah, go right ahead, Don.
I got just a question and a statement, and then I just want to hang up and just kind of hear what you have to say.
Fair enough.
First, the question is the money going to be given to just those businesses that are actually essential, or are they going to be given to all of the businesses?
No, they're going to be available to all small businesses.
Okay, that was my question. All right, okay. Now my statement is, if that's the case, if they're going to shut everything down, what good is it going to do?
Well, they are going to be hope that the purpose of this Triple P program is for those businesses to be able to pay their rent, to be able to pay their employees, even though they may be furloughed, to keep them going and until this all these shutdowns expire. That's essentially it's a lifeline to these businesses to be able to remain up and running and not go into bankruptcy.
Well, I mean, do they have a time frame for how long this may last as far as the money going to them?
Well, there certainly is a limit on how much money is available, and when the money is expended, yeah, that would be it, unless they come back and do a phase four stimulus where they would add more money to this program. And as far as how long we're going to be in this situation, I'm going to talk some more about that coming up in this hour, because this Dr. Fauci said something yesterday or the day before that I found disturbing about what he thinks the time frame for this should be. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. Let's see. Who is next here, Moneypenny? Is it Jimmy? Oh, Terry. Okay. For some reason, on my message screen, it's when I get a new one in, it's kicking the old one out. Terry, welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. Good to have you here. Terry, you there? I hear something going in and out, Moneypenny, but I can't make it out. Is there something wrong with the phone line? All right. In the meantime, let's go to Jimmy in Easley. Hi, Jimmy. What's up with you?
Oh, I guess you can get me always.
Apparently.
Apparently. I'm putting a voodoo on the rest of them.
Okay.
You know, old Knox White and some of them over in Greenville County, if they pull that over there, you know what's going to happen in Pickens County. All y'all in Greenville County is coming to Pickens County, so it ain't going to help none.
You mean shoppers? Well, this is what the governor just implemented, Jimmy, is statewide. So it's not going to matter what county you're in.
No, but if not, why? Some of the things he's talking about, he's going to close everything in the city. And I'm thinking, you close everything in that city, they all come over here to Pickens County. They ain't going to stay home.
Well, hang on a second, Jimmy. There was discussion about that, about issuing a stay in place order. But apparently that ship has sailed.
Well, I'm essential personnel, so I have a
letter. Well, certainly, I would consider you essential, yeah.
I'm serious. I have a letter that because of what I do. I never have told you what I do. But today, going across the Georgia line, they were turning people around. So I got to talk to a trooper down there because I had to go somewhere down.
Yeah,
and he told me they was doing the same thing. People coming in on the border to Alabama, they turning them around, sending them back the other way. They're not letting you cross the border into Georgia. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised to hear it.
Well, I mean, I thought somebody else had tried that and it was illegal, that they wouldn't let the people from New York in certain places. And I do know out there on the.
Did they have you know, the big bar across the road with a guard beside it, and you know, when and they ask you papers please, and you show them your papers, and then the bar goes up and you're allowed to come in? Was it like that?
No, they got troopers lined up. You come across the line, if you're out of state tag, they run you down, and I don't know what they tell them, because they didn't do me that way. I mean,
yeah.
they did say something to me up the truck stop, but I mean a rest stop, But they asked me where I was coming from, and what they were doing is the governor of Georgia is turning people around.
Yeah.
From maybe from just certain states or from all the states, but they're not allowing them to come through.
Yeah, and Georgia's numbers are not good. Their confirmed case fatality rate is 3.16, and that's in the top 10 for the country. So I can understand they're doing that until they feel like they get the curve under control. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. And that's the first time that I've heard of the Homeland Security get-out-of-jail-free card actually being implemented and used. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we come right back with more here on the Friday Free-for-All on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Gorgeous Friday afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina. And we are in the 5 o'clock follies. Back to the phones we go. Phil is next up. He is on his cell phone. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. I actually applied twice today to two different lending institutions. And there's some misinformation that's going on with some of your callers. The banks are not negotiating rates. The banks get a flat 5% on the amount they loan. So they're not worried about the interest rate as much as they are about that 5%. What that did was they reached out. Most of the banks and lending institutions have reached out to their clients that have small businesses that have, 400, 450 people, because obviously they're going to get more money.
Yeah.
By tending to them first. But the purpose of the program, people ask how much money is there. It's what it covers is the eight weeks after the origination of the loan. So what they're asking what your monthly salary or weekly salary total payroll is.
Right.
And they're paying employers 2.5 times their average monthly payroll. So basically,
okay,
you're getting 2 months of payroll plus a little bit. It's forgiven. It turns into a grant if you use
yes.
it all for criminal.
Right.
If you use it for other things, it doesn't work. So the purpose of the you know, the idea behind it apparently was it's better to keep people on the payroll that way than it is for them to apply for unemployment. And
yeah, you know, absolutely. And also to enable these small businesses to be able to handle things like their mortgages, their rent, if they have a brick and mortar location and they're worried about being able to pay their rent, because these are practical real world considerations.
Right. For us, I have a consulting business, and our business has, and we do leadership training, and our business has dried up completely. So,
wow.
If the government, you know, the government is preventing me from being able to conduct business, so it makes sense to me that I hate to say help us out because I've never taken a handout in my life, but
yeah,
that they at least make it right. They're never going to make it whole. We also have a condo down at the beach that we rent, and now the governor says we can't do that. So
right.
So
yeah.
We're going to lose.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll lose tens of thousands. We'll lose several. We'll lose probably $20,000-$25,000 on our rental this year.
Jeez. And it occurs to me that in doing all this, because you make a valid point, you know, the government is making these economic realities happen. In this case, with PPP or what have you, they're working both sides of the street.
They are. I mean, even though I understand the health concern, right now
sure.
There's no balance in the
yeah. Yeah, and I am very concerned about, I mentioned this yesterday, you know, it's all well and good, and we understand the dangers of this Wuhan flu, and we understand that the people's lives are threatened. However, at some point, is this administration ever going to give an ear to an economist, or are we going to have the epidemiologist running this entire program in perpetuity?
Yeah. Well, we also have a member of our household test positive.
Oh, geez.
My daughter, she works in healthcare, but I have to tell you about it. She's already been cleared to go back to work, and I've seen her with worse symptoms with a bad hangover than she had from this virus. So.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because I remember in the early going of this, reading a description of a woman in California who had one of the first cases and said it was like having a bad case of the flu. So I guess the level of infection that you have strikes people entirely differently. Some are substantially more serious than others.
Right. I mean, if you're young and healthy, or if you're middle aged and healthy, you're fine.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if we start doing start profiling the people that are actually suffering bad consequences from this virus, and we started isolating them. I know that sounds unfair, but you know, it's for their own good. And the rest of us are fine. You know, every single day of our lives.
And we risk
getting the flu.
Yeah, and essentially what you're describing is the South Korean model, where they took the elderly, those that had immune systems that were challenged, and they essentially made sure that those people, to the extent they could, they isolated them, and essentially everybody else went about their business, and they didn't kill the economy off in the process.
That's
now, granted, we're a substantially larger country than South Korea, but it is what it is.
Right. The whole thing's a mess, but you know, I wanted to call and give you some facts about the PPP program, because it's there's a lot of small business people that still don't really understand what's going on. You know,
if
you're on top of it early, you could have applied today, and you will probably get your money. If you wait to apply, even through the middle of next week, the money's going to be gone.
Right. Appreciate the information, and it's unsurprising to me, of course, and I'm sure to you as well, that there's a lot of confusion surrounding a brand new program. 27 after 5 o'clock, let's go to Anderson and bring in Michael next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Michael, and welcome to the program.
Bobby, hi. It's a great day out here on the highway. No roadblocks here yet. I've seen North Carolina. See what else passed me. Texas, here is one. Going home yesterday, talk about a plate I wouldn't want to have. A New York tag with a Bernie sticker on it.
Oh, now, boy. Yeah.
That can't be too popular, right? I think I might park that.
I see this story not having a happy ending, Jerry.
No. Maybe I've missed the announcement, but I was surprised about these Prisma layoffs. Have I missed the email or the text where the CEO and the board's taken their pay cut, maybe 20%, or has that not happened yet?
You know, it's interesting because within my own company, and our parent company is Intercom, and we have, I guess, approaching probably 300 radio stations all over America. We yep. also are experiencing downsizing, and we also are expected to take pay cuts. And as a matter of fact, the president and CEO is taking a 30% pay cut.
Well, that's good. That's good. They do that. It sounds like that could be spread around a little bit there.
You would think.
If you lay off nurses and you bring in people from outside, and they lay off people off, but they're in good positions with their upper level, and that's kind of odd. I saw an excellent little cartoon comic yesterday. It had a gentleman digging a nice-sized hole named Jack, probably 7-8 people around him in hard hats. One was a diversity manager, CEO, HR right. manager. They right. said, boy, we got to make a layoff. We got to fire Jack. So maybe you've seen that one, but it's pretty ironic.
Yeah. It's sort of in the category of the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly. So yeah. You stay safe there, and we're safe out on the highways, and take care, Bobby.
Thank you, sir. You too, and be safe. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As we, Moneypenny, do you still have COVID-19 there? Oh, I shouldn't have phrased it that way. Do you still have the Quarantunes COVID-19 song handy there? Yeah, the COVID-19. I don't know where it's at. You've got it. I'm at the house. What do I know? Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. All right. We'll get to a. Well, I tell you what. Rather than do that one, we'll come back on the other side and we'll have today's original quarantine. Those of you that are fans of Beck, I'll start to say may appreciate it. On the other hand, you very well may not. Today's Quarantunes is a Beck song. That and more is on the way. It's the Bobby Mack Show. It is the Friday free-for-all. It's 5:30, and Little Annie is next in the News Center.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 5 o'clock Follies and the Bobby Mack Show on an absolutely gorgeous springtime Friday afternoon. 24 before 6 o'clock, Governor Henry McTaxter has concluded his daily COVID-19 briefing. Now the president and the White House are giving their task force report for today. I mentioned earlier there's something to me that just is not quite right about this Fauci character, and here's some evidence of why. This is a copy of an email from Anthony Fauci to Cheryl Mills. You may remember that name from the Obama administration. She was Hillary's go-to attorney. And the email says, and I will quote it directly, this is dated January 23, 2013, 6:10 p.m. to Cheryl D. Mills, subject today's performance. Cheryl, anyone who had any doubts about the secretary's stamina and capability following her illness has had those doubts washed away by today's performance before the Senate and the House. She faced extremely difficult circumstances at the hearings, and she still hit it right out of the park. You may remember this is a testimony she gave, you know, at this point, what difference does it make, right, about Benghazi? Please tell her that we all love her and are very proud to know her. Warm regards, Tony. Okay. So there is Dr. Fauci, obviously a charter member of the Hillary Clinton fan club. Today, Sundance, writing at Conservative Treehouse, more Dr. Fauci nonsense. Social distancing, a lockdown, will continue until new coronavirus cases cease. Sometimes within a 24-hour period, Fauci will make a statement, then contradict the initial assertion, then attempt to cloud his own conflict with obtuse and wordy explanations. Conservative Treehouse noted yesterday that Dr. Fauci was once again talking nonsense on a level that is almost incredible, but we needed to see it in the official transcript to be certain. During the coronavirus briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci stated, and no media challenged him, that CDC guidelines for stay-at-home directives would remain in place until all new cases ceased and deaths were no longer happening. What? This could take years. Here is the transcript. A question for Dr. Fauci. Looking beyond when we're on the other side of this curve, are we looking at living with some sort of social distancing guidelines essentially until there's treatment or a vaccine? For example, people looking forward to the summer talk about, you know, going to baseball games, going to concerts. We have political conventions over the summer. Are things like that possible or safe without a vaccine or a treatment in place? Dr. Fauci. Yeah. I think if we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing. The only thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who's infected. Setting aside that Dr. Fauci loves him some vaccines, along with Bill Gates, the fact Fauci would advocate for social distancing until no new cases of COVID-19 are happening is essentially keeping the country locked down for many months, possibly years. And this is just nuts. However, that type of over-the-top gibberish is identical to other statements made by Fauci during this crisis, which we first noted on March 17th. There's been a debate about possible political motives surrounding the panic he has created, the massive economic damage he has inflicted, and the conflicting assertions of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Treehouse identifies the motives as sketchy. He appears to use his position to advance theories and yet position himself to avoid scrutiny. Sometimes, within a 24-hour period, Fauci will make a statement, then contradict his initial assertion, then attempt to cloud his own conflict with obtuse and wordy explanations. Maybe one way to help see through the professional obfuscation and identify just exactly how political Dr. Fauci is would be to compare and contrast Dr. Fauci under President Obama, September 2009, after 3,000 to 4,000 H1N1 deaths in the U.S., versus Fauci under President Trump, March of this year. And of course, then he has a video that shows Fauci was very calm, very cool, very collected. So I also have called out Dr. Fauci on this, not from the standpoint of his professional credentials, but from his bouncing back and forth like a yo-yo. And I've talked about this earlier in the week. At one point, you know, he's got, I don't know, 200 million Americans infected and numbers of deaths through the roof. And then he turns around a couple of days later, well, it's not as bad as we thought. It's just maybe like a bad flu. And then he turns around and flip-flops again and says, oh, yeah, it's going to be bad for another couple of weeks. It's just you can't tell the players with a program when this guy is at the helm. And my question remains, are the epidemiologists going to continue to steer the ship here? Are they ever going to listen to an economist when it comes to getting people back to work? I mean, if we listen to Fauci, you know, we'll be here until 2025 till we have no new COVID-19 deaths. Holy cow. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greer next and bring in Bob here on the Bobby Mac Show, where, of course, it is all Bob all the time. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you very much. I'd like to put a point to the invitation that you extended to Tinkerbell to come and speak on your show today.
That would be Mayor Knox White.
Tinkerbell. Without a prepared text and without all of the questions being directed to where he would shine like a star, he will not come on there because he's not quick enough to respond out to for a good retort. So that won't be happening. And as a sidebar here,
right,
the description you just made of Dr. Fauci would,
yes,
certainly lend itself nicely to Tinkerbell, because from a dancing and twinkle toe standpoint, neither say a thing, but they dance a lot.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. I did find it curious that Governor Henry McTaxter, during his COVID-19 news conference this afternoon, his daily briefing, ignored the heavy-handed suggestion that Governor McTaxter locked everybody in their homes in South Carolina. And the governor apparently just let that one slide. Time for today's first quarantine. This is today's original quarantine. Can you imagine, it's difficult for me at my age, but imagine being a teenager these days. I mean, homeschooling, lack of real social events, canceled appointments with the orthodontist, and I'm sure you've heard about the homemade haircuts we add today to our Quarantunes collection. Originally, this was Beck's Devil's Haircut. We call it homemade haircut.
COVID-19 ruined graduation. Hope it doesn't mess up my summer vacation.
Bummer.
Canceled the appointment to remove my braces. Really not helping with my awkward phases. Hair hanging in my eyes and I can't see. Barbershop closed cause the quarantine. Dad grabs the clippers and gets ready to buzz it.
Uh-oh.
Mom says stop, no, let me cut it. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. She made me look like Kim Jong-un.
Uh-oh.
Got a homemade haircut from my mom. Now she's my date to the homeschool prom.
Swell.
Homemade haircut from my mom. Now I look like Kim Jong-un.
Sounded like Kim Jong-un there at the end, too. With apologies to Beck. There is today's quarantine homemade haircut. 5:46, 14 before. In fact, I notice I'm getting somewhat shaggy myself here these days. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. It's 5:51 now, 9 before 6 on the Bobby Mack Show. I would agree with the last paragraph that Sundance wrote in this piece about Dr. Fauci at Conservative Treehouse today. This is not to say that Dr. Anthony Fauci is intentionally misleading anyone. However, it is absolutely true that no one will be able to quantify if trillions of dollars of economic wealth lost and trillions more in economic activity lost, and trillions more in deficit spending, and that might all be done just to follow the fantastical whims of a doctor who is directing the mitigation of an ordinary flu virus season and appears to be quite full of his own sense of self-importance. You decide. To the phones we go. Brian is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Thanks for patiently waiting. Brian, good to have you here.
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon to you.
You too, sir.
You know, the guy before the break, before the bottom of the hour break, was talking about Prisma Health, you know, laying off all those folks.
Yes.
I heard also that this week the, I can't verify it, but I had a pretty good source that the CFO guy retired or resigned. And my source was telling me about all the hundreds of people they're laying off in a time like this right here. And me and my wife have been talking about it for years. It seems like the Greenville Hospitals, well, now Prisma system, is trying to be sort of like the mafia, buying up everything. I mean, just buying up everything. Going to Columbia, buying that, merging with this, merging with that. So, you know, kind of squeeze out all the competition. That's just my take on it. And why they're buying everything like that? I mean, they even bought the YMCA in Simpsonville. Don't get it.
And by the way, just for balance, Prisma's not the only one that's in the process of laying people off, because Bon Secours has also announced that they are doing the same thing. To what extent, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I know that, you know, business is business, but. And I don't know what type of people they're laying off,
I'm not certain either. The one specific that I know about is the ED, the emergency department at North Greenville, has been shut down.
Yeah, well, I don't know how this can equal quality care. You know, I don't understand it yet. Maybe it will. Maybe it don't. I don't know.
Yep. I appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you. Good of you to be here. I got some more information, because you know that I somewhat have a conspiratorial bent by nature, and have speculated for some time on this program that this whole business of COVID-19, the Wuhan flu, the CCP flu, whatever you want to call it, has the fingerprints of a unit in the Chinese government called MSS, the Ministry of State Security. It has their fingerprints all over it. Here's a story today from Summit News. A molecular biologist said yesterday that the Chinese coronavirus could have originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and been leaked, leading to its horrific spread around the globe. Richard Ebright, a professor of chemical biology at Rutgers in New Jersey, told the Daily Caller that he believes it is a distinct possibility that an accident in the laboratory in China could have caused the outbreak, saying a denial is not a refutation, referring to China's top virologist, Shi Xingli, who works at the lab in Wuhan and has repeatedly denied it was the source of the pandemic. known as Batwoman because she works with bat-borne viruses, has said that the coronavirus spread is nature punishing the human race for keeping uncivilized living habits. The novel 2019 coronavirus is nature punishing the human race for keeping uncivilized living habits. I swear on my life that it has nothing to do with our laboratory. She wrote in early February, I advise those who believe and spread rumors from harmful media sources to shut their stinking mouths. Ooh, language, doctor. Professor Ebright pointed to the quote, noting that it makes the doctor's denial even more suspect. While the professor's been cited by the likes of the Washington Post and MSDNC to dismiss theories about the virus being a bioweapon, the media has not covered his belief that the possibility of a lab accident being the source of the outbreak cannot and should not be dismissed. There is much here that remains to be known. Oh, we are nearing the conclusion of the 5 o'clock follies. And by the way, this hour of the Bobby Mac Show is brought to you by Tabasco brand hand sanitizer. You know, you can't keep your hands too clean these days. Now there's a way to keep them clean and keep your hands away from your face.
Introducing Tabasco brand hand sanitizer. Now you can kill germs the Cajun way. And with an 80% alcohol mixture and 20% red hot pepper sauce, it not only disinfects, it also prevents you from sticking your fingers in your eyes, nose, and mouth. Trust me, if you touch your face once after using Tabasco brand hand sanitizer, you won't do it a second time. Tabasco brand hand sanitizer, now available in original red, green jalapeno, and habanero pepper.
Good to know. Pick it up at a store near you if they're still open. One more to go. Bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.